We are going to be man enough. So we understand the washing of the tzitzit according to Rabbi Zechariah or the Korban HaTorah. But according to the Rambam, that there is the nature of being man enough, whether the Jews demand or the Jews don't demand. And the Rambam says, be your mark of me, thou shalt appoint enough. Not your mouth or that is thou will say, but thou shalt. It's an imperative. You will appoint it. You shall appoint him out. According to the Rambam, your mouth or similar and the whole going out in the side means that it should go be Yerusha, not that like the case. So why does the Torah again repeat? Think it was similar to the last one, we have a repetition. According to Rabbi Boy, we have no repetition. But according to the Rambam, so the Torah already mentions the imperative of a similar analog, thou shalt appoint upon yourself another. So why does the Torah say again, he shall either call his oil by themselves or the Ben Yagodo, representing for how his oil will do it. So why does the Torah repeat, say to a similar analog? So obviously, they are two halachas mentioned. Prophet Chizalet is expressive of the mitzvah of the pointing them out. Whether the Jews demand it or not, they are mechuyev to point them out. Prophet Chizvob tells us not a mitzvah, that when we do a point them out, there is a certain procedure that we must follow up. Now, you see the Ramban also explains the same way, because the Ramban says, Tei Tosim Rachom Melech HaKayim HaVishem HaVishem. So he says, if the reason of him, Yamihuyev Yechatchile to be David from the Nobi. And maybe the Nobi will respond. But if the Nobi doesn't respond, you can appoint the Nobi without love. The Rambam is saying it on the Rambam. But the Rambam agrees with the Pshat in the process of the Rambam. That when there is positive value in the process of the physical imperative of Niyu Melech, positive Tzvob, is expressive of another mitzvah, of a certain procedure that Klal Yisrael has to follow up in the appointment. There is a certain procedure. What's the procedure? The procedure is first that the Nagodim should give it approval, and then the Nagodim should give it approval. That, so it's not that one cannot become a Melech without being confirmation by Yom. No, there's Nagodim by itself. In view of the fact that there's Nagodim represents Klal Yisrael, is capable of appointing the Melech. What is the Melech? The Melech is a man. What is the Melech? The Melech is a man. So in many ways, who should be capable? It's a small. Who should have the power to decide who should be their man? Those who become Yisrael. Those over whom the Melech, what is the point is, will his amor, his loyalty. So in many ways, Klal Yisrael of the Nagodo by itself is capable of appointing a Melech. But there is another mystery of following up a certain procedure in appointing a Melech. What's the procedure? The procedure is Seitosi Molecho Melech. As a Yifchar Avishem on the Yahobon. As a matter of fact, now, the Rambam says that when we are Mimani Malach, we are Mimani Al-Fi Bez. But from the Rambam there's a mission to say to Matma, that even without Bez Nagor, when the Radva says that in the Rambam, Klal Yisrael themselves can be Mimani Malach. So the question of Andrew, why didn't the Rambam mention it in Elohim? Why did he say it in Elohim? There's Nagodos in Mane. The answer is, there are two mitzvahs, two halachas. Positive Dalet is expressive of the galactical imperative that is incumbent upon Klal Yisrael, the point of it. And so the mayor says, your mouth means, thou shalt say, or see more like that. You are mechuyev to the point of it. So, but then there is a certain procedure. There is another mitzvah of following up the certain procedure What is the procedure? So the procedure consists in first, SP the best number, crown is foil, SQS the best number. The day should appoint the number, even though they themselves are capable of appointing the number. But the mitzvah consists in following up a certain procedure. And that procedure is mentioned in what it says well. So there are two steps. First step is that Bez Nagodu should appoint, and the second step is that the novice should come from it. The same thing is true according to the Rambam Pshat. But according to the Rambam Pshat, that the Yitzhak B'Shem L'Shach Boy applies only to a case when the novice is willing to respond. But if the novice is not willing to respond, or there is no novice, then there is no fear of getting the consent of the Novi, and according to the Rambam, whether the Novi responds or he doesn't respond, whether the reason we are or the reason we are. The same issue, the same procedure applies. So in other words, if Bezna is found for him, will follow up a different procedure than the procedure mentioned in the Torah, so they are mevatel this mitzvah aseh. And not only they are mevatel this mitzvah aseh, because if they are mevatel this mitzvah aseh and they don't follow up the procedure of the Torah, so the mirror the meal is not called because they acted against the mitzvah. When can the meal be called if they follow up the procedure prescribed by the Torah? What is the procedure that the Torah prescribes? Say Tosim Alechom Melech HaKeif HaLishem HaKeachobay. You have to get the consent of the Nagaru, and you have to get the consent of the Lord. And if they do not follow up this procedure that is prescribed in Posik Tezvor, then the Minu is not even how. Even though, without this special mitzvah aseh, or following up the certain procedure, so-called is spoiled by themselves, or Bez Nagaru by themselves, would be able to appoint another. But there is a mitzvah of following up the certain procedure, so mele, the Minu cannot be how if this procedure is enough. If this procedure is enough. Now, let's say, suppose now there is a loche that Bet Nagodo can be a care in Dogon Nateir or even with there. If it is the Sheva of Halike, just that the Chachomi were a care the mitzvah of blowing the shofar on Shabbat or taking the ruler the Morishna on Shabbat, because the Sheva of Halike. So, Mimele, suppose Bet Nagodo for some reason, just as the Chachomim decided to be Akeya, the mitzvah of blowing shofar and Shabbos, if the Bez Nagodo will for some reason decide to be Akeya the mitzvah of following up a certain procedure, so then someone would have Ichalei Shemelech by just Bez Nagodo appointing him as the Melech, or call this one appointing. But where, as long as there is a Chiyuv incumbent upon Klal Yisrael to follow up the certain procedure, if they ignore that procedure, so Memele the Minu is not in the house. But in case there is no chiyuv of following up a certain procedure, then nobody by himself is capable of appointing Melech. That's what it is not all. Bez Nagodo by itself is capable of appointing Melech, and Klal Yisrael by itself is capable of appointing Melech. But there is a certain procedure that has to be followed up. So in Mele, the Rashi says that Machlikes is Mivatul Yerushi. Machlikes is Mivatul Yerushi. Now, the Rambam says the reason as to why Mishichi is required when there is a Machlikes is Kidei Lehotera Machlikes. The implication being that there is Yerushay, even though there is Machlekes. Now the question is, if there is Yerushay, in spite of Machlekes, why did the Rambam do it? I'm going to say that the world, which is not the same, the heavy bowl, and the size of the detail is just one of the colors. of the previous man to be in there. So he has to be in there. He has to be in there. Now, the question is the vision is not better. So why is it necessary to base a kind of determination by the God of the prayer or God of the or the ability? We see that we are in the history of no cause, I think that is. Not the Sanhedrin, there is Yehusha. There is in Yehusha, no cause other than Moses. So the cause from this is not the cause. The cause from this is the truth of the feeling to the office of the past. Even though it is an hour to my paper, you have to be here. But there is no dramatic issue. By my sense, there is an dramatic issue. So, because I believe that my religion is exactly the dramatic issue. When we say the king is dead, won't we be able to do the dramatic issue? Because once you are too sexy, you need to be the dramatic. So then, the automatic issue is fucked. The dramatic issue is fucked. But the other Yehusha, that the Christ also has to be in God. So even if there is a Machleke, the Machleke does not negate the dinatora of the truth that is here in the Son
to succeed to the office of the Father. But Machleke is who Bonov became of Israel, Bisman Shu Shalem, became of Israel, there is peace and harmony. But if there is Bechomo, if there are two factions, then there is no automatic Yerushe. But the other Yerushe, that applies to all Sores, that applies to Malchus too. Why should Malchus, the office of Malchus, be Goruah than any other office? So if Malchus has the quality of automatic Yerushe as well, but even in a situation where the automatic Yerushe is Pokah, on the basis of the Gzeras HaKosuv, of who Ubono Bekerev Yisroel Bizman Sheyesh Sholem Viloi Bizman Sheyesh Milchomo, so that is only Mivateil, the automatic Yerushe. But the other din Yerushe that applies to all Sores applies to Malchus, even though there is a disagreement. So Mimele, King Godel, Ben King Godel, leave me there, Sholem, so requires Mashiach. Because the Yerusha that there is in the Sore of King Godel is the Yerusha of Ischus to succeed to the office of the Father. So Memele, he requires Minu. How is the King Godel Nismane? Again, I'll be best Nagodel. And Memele, he requires Mashiach. Because whenever Minu is required, so Mashiach has to be coupled with Minu. With me, Mashiach Kim Melech BeMelech. If there is Sholem, so then there is automatic Yerusha. So there is no need for a Minu. He automatically becomes the Melech. So why be Meishechim? But there is Gzeras HaKosuv who born of Bekerev Yisrael Bizman Sheyesh Sholem V'Lo Bizman Sheyesh Lchomo. Lchomo meaning a conflict. So if there is a disagreement, so then the automatic Yerusha is Poka. So Memele, but Yisroel still has. So, I mean, Yerusha, the schus to succeed to the office of the Father, that he still has, but he has to be Nismani. So, in other words, so somebody has to be Memani. Who is the body who is capable of being Memani? Klal Yisroel, Memele Bez Nagodol. And if Klal Yisroel in its entirety is a body that is capable of being Mane, so if the majority of Jews agree upon one candidate, so Memele, so that means that Rubekikule, that Klal Yisroel is Mimaneim, or Bez Nagodol is representative of Klal Yisroel, Kilmanim, and the Novi is also a person who can be Mimane. But if it is a Minu at the very outset, so the Roshna Rambam is, it's interesting, the Roshna Rambam is a Mamidi Melar Bitchilo. What does he mean, a Mamidi Melar Bitchilo? Why doesn't some of the Nesikelim even discuss that? what the, I don't mean the case of Mishneh, but other Nezikeli. They discuss that what does the Rambam mean? Imamidi Melech Bitchilo. Imamidi Melech. The answer is there are two kinds of minuim. There is one kind of minu where no one is his host. Let's say when Yehoshua was mismanaged by Misha Rabbeinu as a Melech. So did he have his host? Misha Rabbeinu, who is the woman money? But he had no schus Yerusha, Yeshua. Yeshua's father, Nun, was not a Melech. So he had no schus. No schus to be appointed. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Novi, and Bizdine, Bez Nagodo, decided to be Mimani Yeshua as a Melech. So that was a Minu Bitchilom, at the very outset, an initial Minu. And then there is another kind of a Minu. Another kind of Minu, like the Minu of Shlomo HaMelech. Because Shlomo HaMelech already had his chus, because he was the Erech. He was the Erech. Now, but if there hadn't been the Machlikes by Adinyo, so then the automatic Yerusha would have taken effect. So then he wouldn't have Shlomo HaMelech wouldn't have required any Minu. But on account of the Machlikes on the part of Adinyo, so the automatic Yerusha was pocket. But the other bin Yerusha of having his chus to succeed to the office of the father, that remained. So Mele, it's like King Godel, Ben King Godel. So he required minu. So who has to be mimane? A person, a body, who alpidin is a barhoche to be mimane. Klal Yisroel is a barhoche to be mimane. And Bezna Godel is representative of to be of being Mimane, and Novi, as the Ramban said, Asher Yifchar Adishem Lekecho Bei. So, Milamid, Sheakodish Boruchu Abeichel. So, Novi is also a Barhoche of being Mimane, but if it had been a Minu Bitchilo, so besides the Aloche of who is capable of being Mimane, there is a certain procedure, a certain mitzvah, that the Torah, a certain procedure that the Torah prescribes for us in an obligatory way. What's the procedure that the Torah prescribes for us in regard to the appointment of Imela Bitchilo? First, consent, procuring the consent of Bez Nagodol, Saint Tosim Olech HaMelech, and this is how the Ramban says, that if Klal Yisroel has to go to Akir and Malvin, Kim Malvin means Bez Nagodol. So this is the procedure, and that is also a mitzvah saseh. So, but this the second mitzvah saseh of same tosi molech o melech applies only to minu melech bitchil of a certain procedure, but it doesn't apply to a minu melech that is not bitchil. So mimele, in the case of Shlomo, so there it wasn't a minu melech bitchil because Shlomo already had his chus to succeed to the throne of his father David. But, on account of the Machlekes, by Adinyo, so the automatic Yerusha was bottled. But the Schus remained. So, since the automatic Yerusha was bottled, so Mimele, it required a new Minu. So, who is a Baroche to be Mimane? Klal Yisroel is a Baroche to be Mimane. Bez Nagodol is a Baroche to be Mimane. Novi is a Baroche to be Mimane. Who was Mimane Shlomo? Nosmanovi. But there was no obligatory procedure to be followed. The obligatory procedure that is discussed in Posik Tesvot, of where the Torah says, Sem Tosim Olech HaMelech, means, as the Ramban says, that you should go to the Keanim Alevi and ask them whether they consent, and then to go to the Novi and ask whether there is the approval by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that obligatory procedure applies only to Minu Melech Bitchilo. When the Nismane, the appointee, has no schus, but it doesn't apply to a case where the appointee has his schus to be Nismane. So then, there is no obligatory procedure. Then he can be Nismane by whoever is capable of being Mimane. So Klal Yisroel is capable of being a Mimane, and Bez Nagodol is capable of being Mimane. And how do we know that Klal Yisroel or Besnagotl, who is the equivalent of Kutel, representative of Klal Yisrael, is capable. That is mentioned in Pasuk Yudalet, Umarto. Umarto is a collective singular. It means Klal Yisrael. Umarto applies to Klal Yisrael. Thou shalt say, O Simo Lemelech, and then the obligatory procedure that is mentioned in Pasuk Tesvot, that applies only to Minu Melech Bitchilo, but not to a Minu Melech when the Melech, the appointee, has his schus to be Nisman. So now we can answer all the difficulties. Now, the first difficulty that we mentioned was the stire between the Rambam in Perikalev, Mei Hilches, Milochim, Halochi Gimel, what the Rambam says, Eima Midim Ela Bitchilo, El Alpi Besden, Shel Shivim Skenim, Valpi Novi. In other words, that both are required, it's Miaki. Whereas the Rambam in Perikei, Milches Sanhedrin says, Eima Midim Ela Echel Alpi Besden, Shel Shivim Vechot. The answer is, in Perikalev Milches Milochim, Halochi Gimel, the Rambam employs the expression, Eima Midim Ela Bitchilo. In Perikei Milches Sanhedrin, the Rambam doesn't say Imamidi Melech Bitchilo, Imamidi Melech. So in Perikei Milches Milochim, he only discusses who is capable of being Imamidi Melech. So Bez Nagodl, who represents Klal Yisrael, is capable of being Imamidi Melech. And if the appointee has already his chus to be Nisman, then there is no obligatory procedure that is prescribed by Posik Tesvob, so then Bez Nagodl themselves can be Mane. Masha'in came, the Rambam, in Perikalev Milches Milochim Aloche Gimel, where he says, Imamidim Ela Bitchilo, so he discusses the case where we have, when Klal Yisrael has to be Mane Ela Bitchilo, at the very initial, where the appointee has no Shchusim, and then, we have to appoint a new man without anyone having any schusim. So true, Bez Nagodl by themselves, Ibarhoch had to be Mimane, but there is a certain procedure that the Torah prescribes in Posik Tezvov. In other words, same Tosim Olecho Melech, which means that they should come to the Keanim Alvim to Bez Nagodl and procure the consent of Bez Nagodl, and then Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Boy, to procure the consent of the Novi. So, and since there is an obligatory procedure to which they have to conform, so if they don't conform, so it's not even hal, because they won't counter to the Torah. So if the manner in which the minu is made is illegal, if they ignore the Tziva HaTorah in regard to the procedure that the Torah prescribes, so maybe it's not even chal. But suppose for some reason there is no obligatory procedure, so then a melech can be nismane by Bez Nagodl alone, by Novi alone, by Klal Yisrael alone. So there is no stire between the Rambam in Perikalev Milches Milochim Aloche Gimel and the Rambam Perikei Milches Sanhedrin Aloche Al. Now, the second difficulty that we face was, the Rambam says, in Perikalev Milches Milochim Alochechez, No Vishem Id Melech Mishor Shifti Yisroel, V'yoyoy Siyah Melech Eilir B'derech HaTeiro V'amitzvah, V'nilcham Milchom Isad Hashem, Harei Ze Melech V'chol Mitzvah Samalchus Neiges Bey. So he just mentions Novi. But that is Seisir, the Aloche Gimel, where he says that in order to acquire the Chaleishem Melech, so it requires both Minu by Bez Nagodl plus Novi. And here he says, even in respect to someone who is not really adapted to Malchus, someone who is not from Shevet Yehuda, that Novi by himself is enough. Now, that was the second thing. The third difficulty was between the stire, between the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh and the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh and the Rambam Pirush. Now, we can answer both kashes at once. Because, as we see that there are two alohes. One is alohe that tells us who is a bar hoche to be mimani. Then there is a certain obligatory procedure that the Torah prescribes in Pasuk Tesvot. Now, this obligatory procedure only applies to a minu melah b'tchilo, but it doesn't apply to a case where the appointee has already a schus to be nisman. Let's say, as in the case of Shlomo HaMelech. So he already had his schus, but the automatic Yerusha was bought. So Mimele, the Rambam, so we can very easily dispose of their parents' tire. The third kashe that we mentioned, between the Rambam, Pirsha, Mishnah, and Krisis, where he says that either in Novi or Mitumim Obez, Nagod Lokal Yisrael, can be Mimane. Because over there, the Rambam discusses the case, not of Minu Melech B'Tchilo, but a Minu Melech of a Yeresh, who has his schus, but where he does not become automatically the Melech. So there is no obligatory procedure. So all we have to apply is the halacha, who is capable, which body, which person is capable of being Mimane. So Inovi is a gavre that is capable of being Mimane, Beznagodli is a body that is capable of being Mimane, Klal Yisrael is a body that is capable of being Mimane. And since it's not an Indian of the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah in Krisis, does not discuss a case of Minu Melech B'Tchilo, so there is no obligatory procedure that the Torah prescribes. So either one can be Mimane. Mashen can hear an aloche. In Aloche Gimel, he discusses Minu Melech B'Tchilo. So besides the question, who has the authority to be Mimane, who is capable of Mimane, we have to conform to a certain procedure. What is that procedure? The procedure is spelled out in Pasuk Tesvov. So Mimele mentions both. Now, we can also answer the second difficulty. But I just want to mention that the Meiri in here, yes. So he says at the end, it's there, if you have that photographic copy, the Xerox copy, so it's 281 there, the third page here in this pamphlet. So he says in the second column, the fifth line from the end of the Omen. Af kol shehoyu mimani mi Yisrael, afilo hoyu mismanin pinovi al tzad eize tzirech, uy al tzad eine shevet Yehudo, mikol mokim lo yomei shchenei se bishama amishcho, vichim lo hoyu man nisim Yerushalayim. So herein, the Rav Amiri mentions a very remarkable chiddush. He says that the minu of Malchi Yisrael was biderech inish. Now, what was the fourth difficulty that we faced in the Rambam? How can the Rambam say in Halochi? How can the Rambam say in Halochi? In Halochi Gimel? How can the Rambam say in Halochi Ches? Novi she'emid melech mishor shifti Yisrael. But that is in direct conflict with the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Leises Eshin Samach Veis, where he says, V'chol mishehu mizu hazera 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 hanirbot, v'yimalchus nochik v'nebei. So how can he novi? How can he novi? Be mimane as someone who is not from Sheikh Yehud as a melech. He should be Novi Asheker. The answer is because the Minu, according to the Rambam, as the Miri points out, he doesn't say it in the Rambam, he says it in himself, his own shit, that the Minu of Malchi Yisroel by Nevi'im was a Minu B'Terasenesh for Malchi Yehuda. And that is mentioned in the Psuki. Is mentioned in the Psukim in Melachim. Now, Melachim Aleph, chapter Yud Aleph, Posik Choftes, Posik Lamed Aleph, Posik Lamed Veiz, Posik Lamed Gimu, Posik Lamed Dalet, Posik Lamed Vov, Posik Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. So this concept is mentioned.
So the Novi said to Yerovo, Vohoyo in Tishma is Kola Sharatzaveko, Violachto Vidrochai Vosisa Yosha Beinai, Lishmechu Kesai Mitzvesai, Kasheroso David Avdi, Vohisi Imochu Vonisi Lehobais Lemon, Kashebonisi Lidovid, Vinosati Lehoes Israel. Vaane Zera David, Vaane Zera David, I will inflict, I'll afflict. Zera David, Limanzois, Achloi Kolayonim. So in other words, the whole establishment of Malchus Yisrael originated in an Enesh against Malchus Yudah. And then Rashi and Posik Lamateh says, and this Va'ane Zera David, I'll afflict the descendants of David. Limanzois, Achloi Kolayonim. Not for very long. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Achlui Kol Hayomim? Ki Rimei Samoshiach, Toshi Vamlucho Eilof, Bisederei Lo Motzosi, Ve'ane Ezer HaDovid, Limanzois, Achlui Kol Hayomim, Kineged Shloishim V'sheish Shono, Shemishaten Shloimei, Ez Basparei. Shloimei was married to Basparei for Lamed Vof Shono. So, Kineget, corresponding with the 36 years that he was nischatein with Basparei, Shenoso, Bishono Ovis Lemolchei, Uchinegdei Nigziro al Malchus Beizdovid, Licholik. So, in other words, so Rashi's mentions in the name of Seder Eilam, it's spelled out explicitly that the foundation of Malchus Yisrael by Yerovam ben Nevat originated in an Enesh for Malchus Bizdovit. That means that Malchus Yisrael that was established, that was appointed by Achiyu Ashelaini, did not even come within the pattern of the parsha of Malchus that is discussed in the Sedra of Sheftim. The Sedra of Sheftim discusses Malchus not as a Einish, Chas V'Sholem, on the contrary, as a glory. So there we have Aloche. If we want, in other words, that we are Mechuyev to appoint a Melech in order to glorify Klal Yisrael, so then there is a law of Lisuch HaLosis Olecho Yishnochi, we cannot appoint someone who is alien to Malchus. Masha'in came Malchus Yisroel of Yerovam ben Nevat or Yehu, or whatever Malchus Yisroel that existed in the Bais Rishon. So it originated, it was grounded in Enesh. So mainly it had nothing to do with the parsha of Kisalvei Elo Horez, Asher Adishem Lekecho Neizimoch, V'yirishto V'yoshavto Bo, V'yomarto Simo HaMelech Kulagoya Shemweisai. That parsha of Melech applies to a Malchus that is established b'teiras glory, not to a Malchus that is established
exclusively b'tiras heinish. So memeila the love of loisuchal losis alecho yishnochi asher yochichalu. On the contrary, it wouldn't even make sense that the love of loisuchal losis alecho yishnochi should apply to a malchus that is exclusively grounded in heinish. Adarabe, if it is exclusively grounded in Eidesh, so Adarabe, if he is an Ishnochi, so it's more of an Eidesh. If he's not an Ishnochi, what kind of an Eidesh is it? Then it's a reward, not an Eidesh. So this love of Lesucha Lotzis Olecho Ishnochi, Asher Loyachichahu, so if the Novi Achi Ashreini, he didn't do it, because that wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. But if, let's say, the Rotzen Hashem had been that the Goy, Gomu, not Yerovam ben Nevot, who had the potential of being a Tzadik Ador and a Godly Israel, but then he deviated from the path. But if the Rotzen Hashem had been that an Eved Kechovi Mamesh at the very outset should be appointed Melech, he would also have been a Melech, because it was grounded in Einish. So Mimele, since it was grounded in Einish, so certainly this obligatory procedure that the Torah mentions in Pasuk Tetzvot, Sei Tosim Olecho Melech, Asher Yivchar Adishem Olekecho Boy, Mikerev Achecho, Tosim Olecho Melech, Luisucha Losis Olecho Yishnocha Shleachichu, has no application. So Mimele, there is no stire between the Rambam in Perik Aleph Halacha Gimel and the Rambam in Perik Aleph Halacha Ches. Now, with this we can understand this, why the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, No mi she'em id melech mishor shifti Yisrael, vo yo'isei ha-melech heilir b'derech ha-tiro v'ha-mitzvah, v'nilcham milchemes ha-dishem, הרי זה מלך וכל מצווה סמלכוס נהגיז בי, אף על פי שאיקר המלכוס לדוד, ויהיה מבון עוד מלך, שהארכי השירייני, המיד ירובום ועמלי, והויו אם שומע תשמע אסכול אשר צבקו, ובוניסי לכו בייס נאמן כאשר בוניסי לדוד. So the Rambam mentions it now, that if the Novi was מיימיד מלך משור שיפטי ישראל, so he can only have it in מלך as long as his Hilir b'derech ha-tiro v'ha-mitzvah. V'nilcham l'chomes Hashem. That means that Yerovam ben Nevot had Edim Melech only at the very beginning of his Malchus, before he set up the Shnei Egle Azov. But the moment he deviated from the path of the Torah, he did not have a Chaliz Edim Melech. Where did the Rambam get it? From the Posik. שערכי השלני המיד ירובום ויום עלי והויו אם שומע תשמע איסקו אשר הצווקו ובוניסי לכו בייס נמון כאשר בוניסי לדובית. Now, we have to understand this halacha. This does not apply to Malchi Bizdobit. Now, let's say, Minashe was a chite, a machti. Ochoz was a chite, a machti. So was the Chaliz di Melech poka from him just because he was a chitei machti? The Rav Amir in here says that if a Melech Mimalchi Yisrael deviates from the path of the Torah, then the Chaliz di Melech is poka from him lihamah. If a Melech Mimalchi Bis David becomes a chitei, like Kochos, Minashe, I mean, there are a number of Malchi Bizdovit in the Bais Rishon, who are hating. So it is incumbent upon Klal Yisrael, upon Bez Nagodol, to remove him, to depose him. But until Bez Nagodol, Klal Yisrael, deposes the Melech Malchi Bizdovit, who became a chetei, he remains a Melech. And even if the Malchus and the Rav Amir, he says in Hiryas, that even if the Klal Yisrael or Bez Nagodol deposes a Melech, let's say, suppose Bez Nagodol, it's not mentioned that they did, but suppose Bez Nagodol would have deposed Menashe when he became a Pepe. Now, the Chazal say that Menashe did Tshuva. So the Rav Amiri says that if a Melech Mimalchus Bizdovit becomes a Chaytei, then Bez Nagodol is Mechuyev to depose him. And they give him an opportunity to do Tshuva. And the moment he does Tshuva, they are Mechuyev to appoint him again. So he doesn't automatically become deposed, but only if there is a Maisa Siluk. Now, just as Bez Nagodol has the authority to appoint a Melech, some Melech, it also has the authority to depose a Melech. So, if a Melech, the Malchav is Dovid, becomes a Levit Abizor, and naturally, it's intolerable that Kval Yisrael should have such a person as a Melech. So then it is incumbent upon Kval Yisrael, upon Bez Nagodol to depose him. But suppose Bez Nagodol doesn't depose him, he doesn't become deposed automatically, because he's a Melech. So how can he become deposed automatically? Mashein kein legabei Malchus Yisrael, where the whole Malchus is grounded, where the whole Malchus is grounded in Einish. So then, it's not shy. Einish against whom? Einish against Malchei Bizdovit. So Mimele, how can it be an Einish against Malchus Bizdovit meted out by someone who is himself a chetek? That's the pshat in the posik, where Shachi Ashleini Hemid Yerovam Vomalei V'hoyo Im Shomea Tishma Eskola Shatzaveko U'bonisi L'chobai Yisnemon Kasha Bonisi L'Dovit. And this is mentioned now in Melachim Aleph Tezayin. Chapter Tezayin. Posik Aleph. Vayidvar Adishem El Yehu Ben Hanoni Al Basho Leime. Yana Shar Miseicho Min Ofo. ותמכו נוגיד על עמי ישראל, ותלר בדרך ירובום, ותחתי את עמי ישראל להכיסני בחטייסון. הימיני מעביר אחרי ושו ואחרי ויסי, ונוסעתי את בי שחוקי ויס ירובום בניבות. And then it says, וגם בידיהו בחנוני הנובי דבר אדישם, הויו על בשו ועל ביסי, ועל כל אורו אשר עושו בין אדישם להכיסי, ממעשי יודוב. So Rashi says, and Posik Zayin, V'gam b'yad Yehu ben Hanoni, Hanovi dvar Adishem, V'lashariko Eise, K'hoil v'gam hu hola b'chateiso, Nimtso shalo hoyo li lehorge, L'kach nena shal arigose, V'chei motzinu u'pokadites me'Yisrael al beis Yehu, Hoyu velisoru midarke achov nenshal arigosam. So Mele, in view of the fact that the whole Malchus Yisrael of Yerovam or of Basho was grounded in an Einish against Malchus Bizdovit, so when is it shayach that the Einish should be meted out through the medium of a Melech Mimalchus Yisrael only as long as he himself is not delinquent? But if he himself becomes delinquent, so then it's not shayach that the Einish should be meted out through the medium of someone who was even more chaytei than the Malchus Bizdovit. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam, says in Halacha Ches, ויהיו נובי שהם מלך משור שבטי ישראל, ויהיו איסי המלך אילר בדרך עתירו והמצוות, ונלחם מלחומס עד השם, הרי זה מלך בכל מצווי סמלכוס נה הגזבי, אף על פי שאיקה המלכוס לדוד וימבון מלך. Only as long as he's אילר בדרך עתירו והמצוות. Why? Because the whole מלכוס is grounded in Einish. מה שאין כמלכה בזדוד. So even if he comes, חייטר מחתי, like אוכוס, like מנשה, He doesn't become automatically deposed. And even if Beis Nachon does depose him, and they should, but the moment he does tshuva, they are mechuyev to appoint him again. So Mimele, now the only difficulty that we didn't discuss is the fifth difficulty that you face in the Rambam. In the Rambam and in the Rambam. Now the question is, since the Rambam and the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yehuda, I mean the same kasha can be directed against Rabbi Yehuda himself, that Minu Melech is a mitzvah, so why was Shmuel Anovi so angry at the Israelites? Now, so the Rambam himself raises the question. So he says, Mi'acha she'akomas melech mitzvah lomo loyrotzo ha'kodesh boruch hu kishishoalu melech mishmuel lifi shishoalu bitarumes ולא ישועלו לקיים המצוו, אלו מפני שקוצו בשמול הנובי, שנמה כלו יויסחו מה עשו, כי אם אויסימו עשו. So the question is, all right, so they didn't do it לשמו. But a mitzvah even שלא יהיו לשמו. לאילו מייסי קודם בתאיר או מצווה שלא יהיו לשמו. שבתאיר שלא יהיו לשמו בו לשמו. So why was there such a hard enough against them? Now the Roshin of the Ramban is something similar to the Roshon of the Rambam. Oh. The Rambam, in Parshe Vayechi says as follows. V'inyen shol hoyo ki ba'avu shedvar she'ilas ha-malchus be'isahu nisa be'isah ha-kodesh Baruch Hu. וירוצו להמליך עליהם מן השבט אשר לא היה מלכוס, שיוסו ממנו לילומי, וינוסר להם מלכוס שור, ולא זה רומס הקוסוף, שנאמר, אתם לחומר לה באפי וקע באברוסי, שנוסר לו שלא יקצני, ולא חילוקו באברוסי, שנהרגו בונוב, ונפסיקו ממנו המלכוס, והויו כל זה מפני שהוא יושמו אל שפט, וינובי, וילכי מלחמיסיהם על פי עד השם, ומשיע איסום, why not? But the computer says there is a mitzvah. So what? Shmuel was in Ovi. What? He was in Ovi, he was not in Melech. There is a mitzvah. So what if Shmuel is in Ovi? That disposes of the mitzvah of appointing a Melech. What's the pshat in Rambam? Now let's see the Roshin HaRambam, the Roshin HaChinuch. In when they discuss the mitzvah of Minu Melech. Mitzvah Kufa in Gimel, in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Hi shetzivonu limnei soleinu melech, yikabit kolu moseinu v'yanigeinu. So there is a mitzvah to be mane melech who will gather our Hume and who will lead us. What does it mean, Yikavit Kolom Hasein? So Bishleine, if that mitzvah of Minu Melech had the application to, let's say, to Yimei Samushia, But if it is done, if the kibush is realized by individual Jews, it doesn't make any difference how many individual Jews there are. One individual Jew, 10 individual Jews, 1,000 individual Jews, 10 million individual Jews. As long as the kibush is realized by 10 million individuals, it's still a kibush of many yachid. Of 10 million yachid, it's still a kibush yachid. Kibush Rabbi means that it's done by the Umbo Israelis, by the Klal Israel, as a Chtiva Achas, as a Gush Echot, as a unit, as one body. So Mimele, in order that the Kibush should be considered Al Pedin as being realized by the Umbo Israelis, by the Knesset Israel, as a Gush Echot, as a Chtiva Achas, not as 10 million individuals, so then it must have a manik of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echot. The Sheftim were also manikim. Gideon was a manik Israel. Yiftoch was a manik Israel. But the difference between the Hanoge, the manik status of a Melech Israel, who Al Pedin is a Melech, and the manik Israel of a Shefet like Pinch, like Yiftoch and Gideon, is that Yiftoch and Gidei, I don't know how many Jews lived in the time of Yiftoch and Gidei. Let's say there were 10 million Jews in the time of Yiftoch and Gidei. So Yiftoch was a manik of 10 million individual Jews. Yiftoch Al Pedin did not have a Chalishe manik of the Umo Yisraelis of the Knesset Yisroel as a Gush Echot. Melech, he is considered as a manik of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echot, not only as 10 million, as 10 million or 12 million individual Jews. Novi also has a Halishem manik, because Novi is a Halishem in Gavre. Besides the fact that Novi is represents it by Hashem, so Novi is a Halishem in the Gavre. Now there is one Shittes Rishenim in Yivomes, Daf Tzadik Tes, that the Halacha of Eilof Tishmoyim, it's a Machlikas Rishenim. Some Rishenim say that the Halacha of Yesh Novi, Yesh Keah B'Yad Novi, like a Dovah Matir, or the Migdaminse, like in Yo Bahar HaKalmel, only applies if the Novi does it Al Pi Adimo. And they say that in Yo, when he's Makriv Kochim Bechutz, to be makrish leviabal, it was done al piyadibo. There is a shittes rishenim that Eliyahu didn't do it al piyadibo. He did it midas atzmei. And still, the one who has a chalishem novi, if the gavre is a novi, he has a keyach hakire, just as Bez Nagodo of Ein Alev has a keyach hakire to be eikel if he showed him his amil says. So the gavre the novi, if he has a chalishem novi, so he also has a keyach hakire. And I heard from my father, Zecheinu Levrache, when I was a child, somebody asked my father, that the Zifri says, Mikarev Achicho, in the parasha in Shevtim, that Rebbeinu Shel Olam will appoint a Novi Mikarev Achicho. So, V'loi Miyakov, so the Zifri says. So someone asked my father, but we find that they were Nevi'im among the Akum, among the Kovim, even pagan Nevi'im, Bilom, Lobon, I mean they were Nevi'im among Goyim. So how can the Sifri say Mikarev Achicho, that only Mikarev Yisrael there is a Novi? So my father said, it doesn't mean that the Mitzias of Nevi'im as Dvar Hashem cannot exist among Akum. If the Rotzen Hashem is to make a revelation to Goyim, even to pagans, so he does it. And it happened many times, and can happen again too. But besides Novi representing the Dvar Hashem, which is common to Ritumi and to Baskol, I mean, not only Novi represents a revelation, Urmitumim also represents a revelation. Baskol also represents a revelation. But besides the fact that Nevuah represents Dvar Hashem, so Novi Yisrael has a special Halishem. It's a Halishem in the Gavre. And the mitzvah of the Eil of Tishmon, applies to him. Of course, if the Urmitumim tells us, we also have to listen, because it's Dvar Hashem. But the mitzvah of Eil of Tishmon doesn't apply to Urmitumim. It doesn't apply to Novi. And let's say, Urmitumim, that my father said, even the Rishenim who say that the Aloche of Yeshkeh Abiyad Novi Lakadov Natire applies only when the Novi is Eker of Yadivu, but only if he has the Halishen Novi can be Eker of Yadivu. But suppose a Baskol would be Eker if he saw, so he cannot listen. So it's Leiba Shemaimi. If a Baskol will say something to be Eike or Lefisho, so then it's Leiva Shemayimi. Only when the Dvar Hashem is revealed to a Gavre who has the Halishem Novi, then according to the Tesis Yishenim Yevomes, so a Novi, if the Gavre is a Novi, so Eliyahu HaNovi had the Keach to be Eike or Lefisho, even if it was not Al Pi Adibo. And the Tesis Yishenim says so, that he was Makrif Kochim Bechut, even though it was not al pi adibo, it wasn't revealed to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be Eker, but that Gavre the Novi has a Halishem. So in other words, there is a Halishem in the Gavre of the Novi. So a Novi also has a Halishem Manik of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echad. And in Melech, so in Melech has a Halishem Manik of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echad, not of 12 or 10 or 18 million individual Jews, but as one body, as one unit. And the Novi has, so the Novi is the manik of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echad and Melech. Sheifet is only a manik of as many Jews whom he leads, if there are 10 million Jews. So he is a Sheifet of 10 individual million Jews. If there are 6 million Jews, so then he is a manik of 6 million individual Jews, not of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echad. That's Loshon HaRamban. So what is the mechayev of Minu Melech? Why can't it be sufficient to appoint the Sheifet? So the mechayev, that's the pshat in the chiyuv. The mechayev of Minu Melech is in order to have a manik of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echad. Without the melech, so he will not be a manik of Klal Yisroel as a Gush Echad. He'll just be a manik of so many individual Jews. So that's Loshon HaRambam. Mitzvah kufayin gimu hi shetzivonu limnei solinu melech yikabitz kolu moseinu v'yanigenu. Kabitz doesn't mean he should gather them from the four corners of the world. Yikabitz kolu moseinu. He'll unify the nation into a nume, into a Gush Echad. For that we need a melech. That's the mechayev. So Mimele, the Rambam says, and the Ramban says, there was a harinaf against the Israelites in the time of Shmuel, because Shmuel was the Shefet and he was also a Novi. So his Chalishe Manik was not just a Manik of so many million individual Jews. He was a Manik, he had a Chalishe Novi, and he was a Shefer too. So Mele, his Hanoge was not the Hanoge of so many and so many individual Jews, but it was an Hanoge of the Knesset Yisrael and the Gush Echad. And something else, if someone is a Manik, if someone is a Shefet like Gideon or Yiftoch, so he's a Manik of, let's say, of so many individual Jews as live in that time. So let's assume that at the time of Yiftoch or of Gideon, there were 10 million individual Jews. So he was a Manik of 10 million individual Jews. But only of those 10 million individual Jews who lived in his time. But Yiftoch and Gideon was not the Manik of the Jews that live today, only of his contemporaries. But if somebody is a Melech Yisrael al Pidin, and is a Manik of the Knesset Yisrael, of the Ummah Yisraelis, as the Gush Echad, in the Ummah Yisraelis, you cannot separate the individual Jews who live today from the individual Jews who lived 3,000 years ago. It's one Ummah Yisraelis, it's one Knesset Yisrael. So a Melech or a Novi is a Manik of all the Jews, because he is a Manik of the Ummah Yisraelis as the Gush Echad. That's why the Rambam says, he should tzivonu l'nisol in the Melech yikavitz kol meseinu v'yanigenu. And the Chinuch also says the same thing. She nistavonu l'nisol in the Melech Yisrael ki shikapzeinu kolo v'yanigenu. In other words, some mele, the mitzvah of Saint Tosem Melech Melech had no application in the time of Shmuel. Because the whole mechayev of Yidu Melech is to have Imanik of Ummah Yisraelis as the Gush Echad. And they had the Manik of Ummah Yisraelis Gush Echad because it's Novi. And we see, that from the Rambam in regard to Kibush Rabin, that if the kibush is done under the leadership of a Shefet, it's not a Kibush Rabin. If it's done under the leadership of a Melech, it is a Kibush Rabin. If it is done under the leadership of a Novi, it is Kibush Rabin. Why? Because in order to be Kibush Rabin, it has to be realized by the Ummah Yisraelis as a unit, as a body, not as individuals, as so many individuals. So, and the Shefet is not that kind of a Manik, but the Novi is, and the Melech is also. So Mimele, in the time of Shmuel, there was no need for Minu Melech. There was no mitzvah. They were making that mitzvah by having Shmuel, the Nevi Ad Hashem, as the Manik of the Ummah Yisraelis. So that's why there was a Harina. I won't say that Shkotev because it's already too late. End of the day of the Eino, the day of the night. Bai Shvi Shar Shein.
On page 7 here in this Teret Habayit. So the Teret Habayit. So the Rashbo in Teres Habayit, in Teres Habayit, he says that it forms among the Mavestes, the Rabbonim, the Boyim, Tatsu, there is no Yisar of some of the rest of the Rai. It's only Rabbonim, it's not Mach. But the Berek Habayit, he says no. So he says as follows. Oh. Umikol Moke, Beinu Imar, Beinu Imar, Atiu Imandom Mavestes, the Rabbonim, Atiu Borim Oshel Eroasso, also lo lisham ish mishinzi avesto, kol eiteinu, kenta, im regilo lirei b'seif ayein, oi b'seif alaylo, also lo im eise eis at hashem. So in other words, if, so the Yisra the Rai say is, me eise eis at hashem, until the end of the day. Oi me eise zman at rizat hashemesh. Vi Yisra zem in ateiro, mi dechsi vi yizartem ez mi yisroel mi tomotom. לפי שדרכי של דם לא בזהר דו התשיש, וכן בחצי אי, עושה, so suppose the vesset is noon, 12 o'clock sharp, so עושה מדרעית מאיס איז מן עד חשב. וכן בתחיל את היי, so עושה לא יד חשב. Suppose that it's beginning of the day, so then מדרעית שיז עד סורו, up to the end of the day. וכן בחצי לאי, עושה לא יד חשב את השמש. וכן בתחילת הלילה, עושה לי את רגעת השמש. כל ראשון דובו, לאילו מעצור עלי אחר וסטו אינו, וכמו אינו, איזה אימו איזה לילה. Pomis manu, pomis mamue. Lifi sheis, ines adetet. Lifi shoas, ines adetet. Ulei lo meinu miteres li deino, vaku borilo. Shalui vaso, vaku vete shinu tomo. So there is a difference between the tiras abai shite and the vitus. Alright. So bishas vesto tzorich lifis menu ein ach. Hoka atikte behezi bichere goyisha bichere yabesiose seizi bichere yabesiose seizi bichere אם רגיל עוליר יביאי, פרס מנו כל היים בלילה של חום. So that's the sheet of the Azora. I mean, all the shame is the sheet of the Yochi. The only one among the Potskim who passes like the Azora is the Shach. But all the other Potskim, I mean, they're not trenches for the sheet of the Azora. But the sheet of the Azora is that he has to be paired is two enemies. The enemy on which he's accustomed to sit down, and the Eile prior, but of course that certainly is only the Rabbanon, the Eile prior, even the Kolish Mandoba versus the Reise, so the Prise of the Eile prior, so that's the Rabbanon. Sipotak im Regio, Lire Zeyein, Teres Lemenu Kolayein, Valayro Shalvon. Because of all of this, Yosef, Shein Lochish Bate, Alu Ich Mishikot Vato Vaposki, the Yisrael of Yeyein Lachut, Uch Mishikot Vashukhlo Otan, Yorche Vashkin Behedi, Hilchati Krabiudet, mit mor mit sirati und mir hob ich all de bach kicken mit stark oil of the world lema afo gab di yuchete afo gab di yuchete ke rab jude afo gab di yuchete ke rab jude so what does rab jude say rab jude says just that I know so where so in other words so that is the asoge that everybody mentions the kashe against the other washite because it's contrary to the mishnah and pareshet according to Rabbi Yehi, so then even that ain't no she's with her. She's only with Asuma Decho of the vessel, but not the whole day or the whole night. And we pass like Rabbi Yehi, so the whole day or the whole night, but not an additional night or an additional day. You come up in whole Akma of it. Und nur hula hachi haumachi mit Peres mit Talmi, mit Kule, mit Frabe Dessen der Rabbana. So he said, how can we be machmir when there is a Mishnah Mephoreshe, a Gemara Mephoreshe, make it a Shite of the Erzawa. What is the Shach? The Shach does accept the Shite of the Erzawa. So how does he dispose of that difficulty? After all, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, only the Chor of the Vessel. But, and the Yehuda says, no, the whole angel, but not an angel before. So he says, when does Rabbi Yehuda say, only that angel is there is a definite moment, a definite chore when she has a real dam. Let's say she's accustomed to see dam every 22nd day between 12 and 1. So Mimele seems she's accustomed to miss it now to see. To see Dam, so she's not mechuyevet to observe an inner prior. But suppose she's accustomed to see Dam within the range of the whole day, anytime. Sometimes she sees Dam at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 22nd. Sometimes at 8 o'clock, sometimes at 12, sometimes at 4 in the afternoon. So in such a case, the Ozawa says that she has, since she does not have any definite, any fixed time when she has a dish out of dam, but it happens any hour in the day, so the Ozawa says, she is mechuyevet to observe the inner fire. From the Meila, there is no kashe from the Gemara, from the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, that's some of the more news. All right. So, with more will ask me how much and say that we tell me with Bula, this rather that's trouble. Only they give us Yosef, the Shema, God is mine, שקוטה בשם אבי אוסו, והקודקול, הגוי סמורת חי, שקוטה בשם אבי אוסו, שאילו זו, יוים ולילו, ממייניס ותשכה, שהיים ולילו שובת, אבל בתמוז ותבי, בינינו המחות קיים וחות קיליים. So in other words, so most rishenים say that אינו means the day or the night, daylight or night. So it doesn't make any difference whether the vessel happens to be early in the day and became a long summer day, or it happens to be in a long, in a short winter day. It doesn't make any difference. So in other words, if the vessel is in the daytime, so she's asur the whole day, whether it's winter or summer. If the vessel is at night, she's asur the whole night, whether it's winter or the summer. So sometimes it consists of 15 hours, the detainer, and sometimes it consists of 8 hours. That's the shita of most rishim. However, the Aviosof says that it doesn't vary.
We don't have to resort to this quarrel by Abdelia, because there is a silver quarrel. The reason is why, in the Hanamel, according to Jesus, the Messiah of Kladia Gula means he was having to the same object, but he was mistaken as based on them. So, if this is such a case, he's not by Kladia Gula, so the Shabbat is also for them. But, so Melee, if he was having to one thing, and he was discovering, and then he did another of his, he was doing something else.
So the Bach agrees with the Shita of Davios. Because the Intema Bishoy is telling you, the Mimeo Yisraeino Yivei the Peret, Sheridu Olira is him the Yem and the Lilo. Well, it seems to come Lema Yivei Shoy, Elohim Huata be in Yisri Yitishche, then Tayem, then Talayo, Abu Yisira Bitifa Yem, Yisri Yitishche, Heich Tachshet Yivei Shoy, Yim Tachshet Yivei Shoy, Sheridu Olira Yivei Lech Yivei Shoy, Pinto Shetiyatsu Otam Lilo Shachot, with the Mutteres, with me, Tashor, with the Matri, with the Vadaini, Sharasur, Prayer, Kirby, the Big More, the Hindu Potsky, Vin Tashu, the Matri, and the Shoy, he started. He said, here, the Kurta Yay, with the Pier Mutteres, Akari, the Shor, with the Matri, the Hashor, the Limaki, the Hindu, the Mashatashi, Vok Shoy, the Matri, the Shisha Lahabo, with the Asur, Prayer, in Pier the Kurta Yay. El Alcohol, being reliable, tell you, you say. שנוסח החומים שיעו לא ניסה כאן, אוי יאים אוי לילה, תהיה כפרימה שהוא, הם קוצר אינורך. In other words, he refutes, he's מעשי כאן לשיטה זה עושה. היינו את נישור שרדילו, היינו את נישור שרדילו לרזבי, הן אחר כך, תהיה שהוא מדיסייה, וקורא לזה שיעו ראינו, וברית מכן את חשבין אוי לילה בסך כדי שוי, וכן היה, but he mentioned the gemore in the naked, so the aim the near I the rich naked to enter the last time you will be showing the shom coin will tell the ever be showing the shom coin in the naked shero out of the day to be on she needs to say okay she me perez we sham is a happy of the shame or we tell in adam the soleo or you may lie on so if she is the naked so then a happy of the shame or so any dam that she sees is attributed to dam source. And we are not reaching that it's done neither. So there we give her 12 hours. So they are the mitzvahs that within a period of 12 hours, after the tashmish, by the naked, so any dam that she sees is presumed to be dam so. So there it's a fixed number of, it's a fixed number of hours. And there the number of hours is reckoned as of Tashmish. Masha, even here, if you are going to say it's 12 hours, so the question is, how will you reckon the 12 hours? Sometimes the Beset is, let's say, just a few minutes before Shkia. sometimes it is a few minutes after Zriche, sometimes it's in the middle of the day. So how are you going to reckon it 12 hours? Are you going to reckon it 12 hours as of the moment of the Veset? Let's say if the Veset is at 5:30, so then she's at Suro, with Bailo, 12 hours subsequent to 5:30. If the Veset is 5:30, let's say 5:30 p.m. in the daytime, so she's at Suro, with Bailo, let's say from 5:30. P.M. in the daytime, close to sunset, until 5:30 a.m. the next morning. Or maybe 12 hours prior to the moment of the vessel. Maybe it is 6 hours before the moment of the vessel, and 6 hours after the vessel. How are you going to reckon it? They are ligabi to make it share, so we are peeling all the dams. After the Kisid, after Tashish, it's dumpstering. So they will reckon it, we reckon the 12 hours as of the Tashish. But here, how are we going to reckon the 12 hours? So Menele is mad. So he says that Eno here doesn't mean a fixed number of hours. It means a day, or a night. So in the next one, a day is 12 hours. But if it is, let's say, summer day, so it's more than 12 hours. If it's a winter day, so it's less than 12 hours. This is what he said. There is a year like it, the Vishpere Tenekes, with Tanya of Vishoy. Vishon Koel in the Tenekes, Shehoa Asob Beis Obio, Shemis is a Hakein, Shemitera to Shami Shechabdi of Vishayno, Vitelon Hadam Bipsuleo, Yeim Olaylo, Vis Vitish, Chavi Chotil Aylo, Chotil Aylo, Chotil Aylo, Vitele Vitamus, Vichati Rus Vishom, Vishom, Vichati Rus Vishom, Vishom Yevshom Yisrael Zulaylo Mamesh, Muitan, Vishom Mohava Heta Bitzvi Es Azman, Vishom Yisrael Zidam Shurim Achabdi of Vishayno, Muitan Yibim Olaylo, Vim Keri, Im Bola Obi Vishayno, Vitele Aylo, Vitele Vishom Mepes, ולזושה בו לתחילה בגלל הלילה תהיה מוצרת להכין זמן רב. אף אין אומרו שום שבדברי שוי איטליין ביוצא, שכל פסור הקודאי מוצרת שדברי שוי איטליין הרביעות הראשינו. So we have no difficulties in reckoning. So the 12 hours are always reckoned as of the ביר ראשינו. מה שאין כי כמה ביר תמידה שתומר בזמן, תהיינו בלילה ויהיין כפיווסטו, נוסל חכונים שיעו לעשר, שיפחת מנופוליסי, עליר מוריסי לילה, שרדיר לירס, הם לפעול אופי לאחו. They have a shiro shomi b'chulot. V'lifnei yisalai lo, ayimu la'achof mutas. Utmiyani, ala b'syosef shalu yitshokein al svorat aviyosef b'chulot. Vimira, alright, so in other words, he rejects the shita of aviyosef. But what's the aviyosef shita? So the question is, how will the aviyosef himself reckon the 12 hours? Vimira de aviyosef atzmei, efshia deino chaname, ho yochei shvim tomi, li'ise ha'shisha shoi, shalitnei ha'shoi, shalitnei ha'shoi, shalitnei ha'shoi, בישישו לאחו, ניצו, ובריגיל אוביר את בתחילת היעי, הוכנמל מצרף בסייף היעי, אחר שישו שוי, אבל אונו הם לא ימקי, תהלוך הפסוק את ידינו, שעשו אותו היעי, מאפילו לימור, זה בואו פה. Alright, so he rejects the sheet of the Osof, but what's the pshat in Avi Osof? So according to Avi Osof, so it's always 12 hours. So how do we reckon the 12 hours? No matter when the moment of the vessel takes place, whether in the summertime, the wintertime, at the end of the day, or beginning of the day, or the middle of the day, so you always give her 6 hours prior to the moment of the vessel, and 6 hours subsequent to the moment of the vessel. So if the moment of the vessel, let's say, is 2 p.m., so that means that she is asura with Bailo from 8 p.m. till 2 p.m., and also from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. 6 hours before the moment of the vessel and 6 hours after the moment of the vessel. This is the top shot in the vessel. But there are four other shots in the city of the vessel. Now, the Trisha has two Vishenes. The Trisha in Simon Kukidale has two Vishenes in the shot in the vessel. So the first pshat in Davi Yosef is, in other words, 6 hours, she has to be separated from the husband. 12 hours, always 12 hours. Which 12 hours? The 6 hours prior to the moment of the vessel, and the 6 hours subsequent to the moment of event. Always like it. Now, then the delicious first shot, the delicious first shot, which is accepted by the shot in the Nikudei Taketet here, is that it's always counted from 6 to 6. In other words, what the Yechess of 6, it doesn't say the delicious, but let's say on this later, or let's say in an equinox day, so then the night begins at 6, at 6 p.m., and the day begins at 6 a.m. So the melee, the first washing in the Bishop and the Nikudei Taketet say that we always reckon it from 6 to 6. In other words, it doesn't make any difference. When the moment of the Veset is, let's say, if the moment of the Veset is 5:30 p.m., just so the melee is that's all the Bible. From six p.m. the previous evening until 6 p.m. this evening. So in other words, she'll be assuredly by law only 1 hour subsequent to the moment of the vessel. So only 12 hours, not 24 hours. So be assuredly by law from six a.m. in the morning until 6 p.m. in the evening. So she'll be at all the Bible only 1 half hour subsequent to the moment of the Vetes and the 11 and a half hours prior to the moment of the Vetes. That's the first washing in the shield in the Rishay. And that's the pshat of the Nikudei Taketet in the Aviot. Then the second version in the Trishe, which is rejected by the Nikudei Taketet, is that we reckon it from 12 to 12. I mean, the same way the non-Jews, I mean, reckon the day from 12 to 12. So in other words, it doesn't matter when the moment of the Veset is. If, let's say, the moment of the Veset is 11:30 a.m. So then she's asur lebailo from 12 a.m. to let midnight until noon. And if, let's say, the Rias Adam takes place, let's say, in the afternoon, so she's asur lebailo from noon till midnight. It's always 12 hours. From Chatos to Chatos, from Chatos Ayel to Chatos Alaylo, from Chatos Alaylo to Chatos Ayel, depending when the moment of the Veset is. If the moment of the Veset is in the night, so she does all the dialogue from Chatos Alaylo to Chatos Ayel. If the moment of the Veset is in the afternoon, so it is from, she does all the dialogue from Chatos Ayel to Chatos Alaylo. So, now then, so far we had three shots. Now then, the Chassam Sefer in Tshuva Kufayitet, in Yerodeye, he has another pshat. He says that the 12 hours begin, this is, as a matter of fact, the Taz mentioned that, but he says it's unreasonable, that the 12 hours begin at the moment of the death. So in other words, she's not a soul of Bailo prior to the moment of the Veset, but she's only a soul of Bailo if the moment of the Veset is 2 p.m. on the 22nd day. So from 2 p.m. till 2 a.m. the next night, so she's a soul. And she's not a soul at all prior to the moment of the Veset. That's the pshat of the Chassam Sefer, in Siman Kufayitet. Then the Rabbon was the son of Rashi, so it's the Rabbon al Shah, so there is the Perush Evan Shlomo. Hagoye to the Perush of Evan Shlomo. So he says the same thing, something similar to the Chassam Sefer, but just the reverse. Where is the point of the Chassam Sefer? So the 12 hours have to be reckoned from the moment of the Veset, and she's not absorbed by the prior to the moment of the Veset, He says just in the verse that he's the 12 hours prior to the moment of the message. But after the moment of the message, he's metastasized. So we have five shots in the Shita of Daniel. All right. But everybody is ready from the Shita of Daniel. All right. Now, the Lord is shown. So, Bishat Nestor Torah Chlitzchit Zimeno Aina Achav, the Lord is shown, and he said, that he's a little of Vaz, he will be made to the Italian Kule, at him a better the same thing with the Biyad of Irish Rath. The Lord is shown, and the Joseph Kotel at the Chibur Mitzchuk Mut, the Rechashim of the Beer, Kibbe is a Beer is a Rabbon. The Lord is from the Tadeshen, she calls us, we need to ask the Chibur Mitzchuk. Because of the Homizal, I'm not going to tell you about. We need a short of Nadine with that song. The high in the machine and base, because the horse will be able to see the hard day, the hard day of the Hebrew Venetian, she made the Hate, who are Dina Moch. The coach who is the Hate straight to Shayla Hudera. So the Tat says that even there is no Isa, some of the best of every Kiru, but Hebrew Venetian, so Miller out, so it's up. The whole time I know the Vesel Atol of the Yomim, I've always the Vesel Atol of the Shema Agud. So, if it's not the Vesel Atol of the Yomim, just Vesel Atol of the Shema Agud, so it's only Asura for the duration of that experience, of that sensation. In other words, let's say it's wrong, if she always, if let's say, if the real dam is always coupled, let's say, with a certain dizziness or a headache or nausea, so for the duration of that experience, so she's after all the Bible. For the moment that sensation is terminated, so she's looking at the Bible. All right. But medlo amuri midei la mutanus liyel me anuri imbri liyel simoni in so chlitri kom chodesto kol zman so ikovate gimu po omi so liyel simoni zeo pire so macho ma mutanus rosh rima tre gavre tano li hacha so liyel me anuri. She has not attained the day. The age is the only capital, but the money. You also have opportunity. I know how many. Even though she is 12 years old, family. I have already dealing with him. The real money. So then, that time family. You should have all made. Why is it so good? And so, at least they come with that. So, and so, you know, for you, that I've been with that atmo. The Hatayno, which we should have to be seen, the near Mugare, the Lunoka Tomo Halosini Maya Bethim in the birthday. So in other words, so not only Tomo Halosini, but even managed Bishak Vesto. Let's say she was, so it's all from her. Alright. Imre Dio Lidl Van Etachamo, we call him Shapir and Kinder Etachamo Yachos in Asura of the Eight. The Chizim of the Eight, our components may only. Talion Schlet Rakole Gamke B.A. So the Rosh says that time. Because, so the real reason is that they get a Rabbonon Mikore. But the question is, my Chodi? So why should we say that to B.A.? Let's say Balayo. And suppose there wouldn't be any story to say the game of Balayo or Balayo is against the game. So then we should be Machmir both. So there is this law as to why we should say that she's actually of the age. Because no matter whether the Ria, regardless whether the Ria took place at night or in the day she's actually, when the Ria does take place. So in the main way there is this law, to ask of the age rather than the life. אם רגיעו אומר עשרי המכינן לתחמה לאחר לתחמה אסור בלילו וביין תשיעו עניים שבי אסור בלילו כיפי גבד האירוע עשו בסיף הלילו אז אדוינון בוצה בחיל התוותת אלו שמנורו הוא הולך כאן כל השלוי שיום כל השלוי שלום אם וסת נמצא בין וגימו יומים ששיפה ששפעת ומדלפת ומצריך הולך של אינו ושאינו של הנדפת וכי משעובר על אינו ולא עשו מתאר so at that point there is a machlekes between the Raive and the Balamoya and we pass like the Balamoya that the only three of it Elo Eino Avishay the Gamkama Zinu Bota Atkola Tavetet
אבל שנרון הוא היו לא עשר כאן כל השווי של יומי, כמו יפיקי, בגלל כשיר המשבל, וכן הוא דעת הרעילת, באמת, ביטור בשני, שזה נשית את הרעילת. אלו דבר על השולחנו, הוא חיסי כאן להוקנה. So the question is, there seems to be on the surface, there seems to be an inconsistency. Because in Tifei, who were the cases, she had a rear that started in the night and continued into the day, but it didn't continue for a long time in the day, just for a small interval, so then she's after all, she's on each of it. So to follow up the same reasoning, we should say, in the case of Tifei, that you should also be asked to the whole day, because they are the real continuous for a longer time. So according to the Raider, according to the Balamoyan himself, so in the case of Mitzray, she's also only asked to in the night time, even though the Raider was Misha for a certain interval in the day. But the Mechaber, so he didn't pass him completely like the Balamoyan, and it didn't pass to completely like the Raider. So even in the case where the Vesek is Misha for a long time, for 2 days, for 3 days, so he passed to like Balamoya. But in the case where it's Misha for a small interval, there he passed to like Raider. So that's his own shita, the Mechaber. Ela ba'a shukhanoch, he see a kan lohok lach, ha'a shukhanoch lo'in ha'vishenoch. The time is, he got a dover moya to Misha b'yein, choshuv min ha'vetet atzmei. מה שאין כדיכן, שיהיה אפשר שתהיה חתר ביחד. אבל תייסר דומי, וכיזו שניסתה לסיטר הריה, ניסתה גם כן התייסר. כן ניסר תמרה בנדיבה שכונוך, אלו ניסור חיים לא לחליטה. So in other words, it's not difficult, but it's a bit חידש. The Mechaber holds that if it continues for a long time, so then it cannot be considered as one bit here. So that means it's only a hemshech of the Teisvah's Dome that resulted from the rear that took place in the first day. Mashiach came, if it continues into the second day for a short time, let's say for 20 minutes, after the Netachamo, so then we consider the whole flow from the beginning up to the end as one rear. But when it continues for a whole day, we don't consider it as one year. We consider it that the year took place in the first day, and then the second day, the flow, the second day is only taken off. Mishohu kalibro imediya vesto min yigura mishohu kalibro min yikoto sheheim chodal chodoshi mishohu tabad, akronil tabad, in tzorich, mishohu tzomach vesto, vashim yitich vesto mutaret vlogi. Mishohu kalibro אין סימן קופטיפס שיעור קליברו, והטעם שעוד אין דומה מצרים באישו, וכן בימי מליקוטו, אף למי תבד, אם שחצה אחר ולידה, אין בוראו מספדיו לפורקים, אין דומהו מספאוטים, ואין חיץ מן התחותה לתחילת, ואין בסיף שאח הזה. Now, we explained it yesterday, that not that the Mitzirti, not that the Mitzirti, that he misolected down, even though the blood died. I mean, that is not an issue. But since it's a called Chachomi, so it's very true. So the Chachomi were misake, that Emineke, so there is no issue of some chodet. There is no issue. And how about the Rishenim who say that some chodet is the right there? The Tzomach Levesto is the Raise. So if we say that Tzomach Levesto is the Raise only, the Tzachau, all right? So this Aloche will only apply to the house before the Tzachau. So then it's only the Rabbah. But in the name, where there is the Shaila of the Raise, so then if the Mitzvah is that he's not his letter down, so the Yisrael of Lovey Alish, they come up with that, so would apply. So in Echaname, you see the Mechaber passing, like the Raivet and the Rajbo and the Rambam, that according to Mandom HaVest, the Rabbonon, so the Yisrael of Tomach HaVest, so even the Shas Vest of Mame, so he's only the Rabbon. So the Leile, he doesn't, so he passing, that under all circumstances, so is not required to be clearly some of them. Mashiach is according to Rav Netam, when Rav Netam says that the Israel of some of the rest of the whole Eimet is the Israel of the Raisa, even according to